Thank you and good afternoon. A 16-year-old Wiat boy led several CHP units on a high-speed chase Tuesday morning, a pursuit that found its way from Highway 101 southbound through the Avenue of Giants and finally came to an end near Founders Grove. A CHP officer on routine patrol spotted the 16-year-old driver speeding while headed southbound on the 101 near Myers Flat and attempted a traffic stop. The driver sped away instead and turned off Highway 101 onto the Avenue of Giants at Myers Flat as he continued to flee. The CHP officer called for backup while trailing the pickup truck, and the driver crossed Elk Creek Road and was able to elude the pursuing officer. Other units arrived in the area, and the suspect's vehicle was spotted near the 101 off-ramp at Founders Grove. A CHP sergeant conducted an enforcement stop, and the driver yielded and pulled over. He was arrested and booked into juvenile hall for felony evasion and drug possession. After a lengthy and vigorous discussion, the Eureka City Council approved the open space property maintenance plan at their meeting Tuesday night. The maintenance plan will implement incremental enforcement of illegal campsites on city-owned property along the Humboldt Bay, with the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall being the primary focus. City officials will begin the process of removing wood pallets, building materials, and plumbing fixtures found on campsites, and invasive vegetation will be removed as well. Enforcement won't be as aggressive at campsites north and south of Del Norte Street, and City Manager Greg Sparks said in a statement, "We are not legitimizing any camping within the waterfront open space area, but our initial focus has been on ending camping directly behind the mall." Sparks went on to emphasize that this is a property maintenance plan and not a housing homeless plan. This morning, Mendocino law enforcement were able to locate a 5-year-old boy who went missing Tuesday night in Willits. The boy was reported missing by his family after he left the family residence in the 27,000 block of Fox Road Tuesday afternoon, indicating he was going on a field trip. The family's dog accompanied the boy, and Mendocino deputies called in mutual aid from multiple out-of-county agencies, and initially they were unable to locate the boy or the dog. This morning, search teams found the boy and the dog in a heavily wooded area 2 miles from their home. Both were in good health, and they were reunited with their family. Preparation for road surfacing on Myrtle between Harrison and West Avenues, as well as S Street between Myrtle and Booner, is complete, and Eureka residents should continue to plan accordingly and expect delays. On Saturday, S Street will be closed for resurfacing between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., and residents are asked to take an alternative route. Resurfacing on Myrtle will begin on Friday and will continue on Monday. Controlled traffic will be in effect, and city officials say residents should anticipate lengthy delays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. College of the Redwoods will hold their 28th annual Science Night at their campus at 5 p.m. this Friday. Activities for children, experiments, and science lectures are some of the events that will be held in CR's new Humanities and Science buildings, and Science Night is free for the public to attend. For more detailed information on the events and scheduling, you can visit College of the Redwoods' website. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A federal judge protects state-compliant medical marijuana dispensaries. Dan Squire has more.
With marijuana legalization gaining steam nationally, and with personal possession of marijuana legal in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado, and the possession of medical cannabis legal in California, the clash between state and federal regulations is headed for direct conflict. United States Circuit Court Judge Charles Breyer ruled on Monday that a budget amendment approved by Congress in 2014 protects medical marijuana dispensaries from federal legal action, and it bars the Justice Department from spending money to prevent California and other states from implementing laws regarding medical marijuana. The Associated Press reports that Judge Breyer's opinion may be precedent-setting, and he is quoted as saying that it defies logic for the federal government to argue that it does not prevent California from implementing its medical marijuana laws by shutting down heavily regulated medical marijuana dispensaries.
Thank you, Dan. State Republican leaders spent the day in Ontario to urge the State Transportation Commission to adopt a package of proposals from the State Republican Caucus regarding funding for road and transportation needs. State Republican leaders have argued that instead of new taxes or raising taxes, the state should use money already collected for road maintenance to actually maintain state roads, highways, and bridges. The state Senate Republican caucus has introduced four bills aimed at changing the way the state spends money collected for road and infrastructure maintenance. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.